Welcome, everybody, to the Rapids Report for this May 9th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. And not going to lie to the audience, never will, never do. Journalistic integrity out the window. I love these people and I love talking to them. It's one of my favorite interviews to do every year. We want to thank our friends over at Visit Rome, Meredith and the gang setting this up so we could talk to our good friends at Bluegrass at the Lakes. One of our traditions really around here. It's a sign of summer to me. It really is. We've been doing this for so long. First up, want to introduce Carolyn. Thank you very much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a shame I only get to see you once a year. It really is. We got to hang out more.
We should.
It's great to have you here, Ken. Thank you very much for being here. And, of course, Sheriff Sean Becker. Sean, always good to see you.
Great to see you. Always a pleasure to be
Played
here.
Played hooky on me the other day, so no, I'm kidding.
You got the, well, I don't know what team you want to call them. B, C, D, E,
They were great. I don't know. It was great. It was a good interview. Good. We're here to talk today about Bluegrass at the Lakes and one of our signature events in this area. And it's truly become that. That's not something I'm just stretching or anything. That's not even coming from me. That's coming from this community and how much they love this event and talk about the event to the point where I know when the event ends because people are already asking me if I know anything about next summer. Like I have some inside information or something on bands or anything. Like I just talk to Carol. I don't got any inside info. But I'm always happy about that. It's encouraging to hear. That's me, though. Mm-hmm. Cannot begin to imagine what it might mean for you, Carolyn, mm-hmm. and how much it must mean to you, your family. And if you don't mind, I want to start there, especially to people that are new to this event or just haven't maybe heard this part of it. So let's start with the history and where this all started.
Well, my husband got involved in bluegrass music back in about 2014. And we have twins who are would both be now going on 36 this year. But at that time, our daughter had just survived basically a 78-day hospital stay down in Madison, and it had altered her life. She has a form of muscular dystrophy, and which had always affected her. But at that year, she had had a traumatic and illness that resulted in a major change for her, requiring 24-hour nursing care and a variety of other medical procedures. But it was very difficult for us because we had almost lost her during that time frame. And a friend told my husband that, you know, you should play your guitar more because you can't be unhappy when you're strumming a guitar. I'm not a musician. I didn't understand that, but it seemed to work for him. We started going to a couple of festivals, and I thought, oh, this is kind of different, but kind of nice. I kind of like this. This is cool. And he started playing in a band. And so a couple of years after, we decided that Wisconsin Rapids needed a festival. So that was in 2018. That was our first fest, and it was a very small one at Lake Wazeecha, maybe 250 people total for the weekend. But we made $500, and we had decided we were going to donate it to a cause that was, you know, important to us. And Brittany had a form of muscular dystrophy, so that's where it went. And we were excited. We're like, oh, this is fun. We're going to do this again. Then in November of 2018, Brittany passed. And obviously that took the wind completely out of our sails, and we didn't know which end was up. But we decided we were going to make it a memorial festival, and we were going to keep doing it. So we became a not-for-profit event, and we had our second festival. And this time, you know, we continued to raise money for muscular dystrophy. We made a little more money. Then the pandemic hit. And we didn't have a festival, but at those last second and third year, we had sponsorship. And we decided we would just donate the sponsors and camp and whatever, sponsor money. And that was great. We came back the next year, again. This time we decided we were going to raise money for another cause that was, you know, comfortable for Brit, which happened to be the Humane Society. So we did that for 2 years, raised money each time, and that was wonderful. And then we decided, you know, it'd be nice if we could do something that would impact a greater area. Mm-hmm. You know, muscular dystrophy is important to us, but unless people know about muscular dystrophy, people, you know, if it impacts their lives personally. Everybody loves animals, mm-hmm. but it's a smaller area. Mm-hmm. Let's look for something bigger to get more people involved. Mm-hmm. And we decided that we wanted to do something along the lines of mental health, mm-hmm. trauma, etc. And we have worked closely. United Ambulance has been big supporters of ours from the day one. And talking with them, we were thinking at first, medical equipment, and like, and then this came up, and we had gone in, talked to some other groups, and critical incident stress management came up. And we're like, well, that sounds good. That sounds like something that we could support, that our family trauma was difficult to get through, but it's not like professional trauma that you get in day after day after day after day. And there's similarities for sure, but also vast differences. But yet it was enough of a commonality that we're like, yeah, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And then we talked to Sheriff Becker, and that's how the partnership was formed, 2 years ago. This will be our third year supporting SISM.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we're pretty excited, and I know that, we are living up to our goal of creating a legacy in our daughter's name. That's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. It's a great event, from babies to 90-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I tell people, it's like going to a family reunion, a class reunion, a church picnic, all rolled up in one, and you're bound to know somebody there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. You're going to know, especially if you're a local person, mm-hmm. you're going to know somebody there. So it's just fun.
Yeah.
So we're excited. This is our eighth year, and we're looking forward to a great time.
Well, you and I have been fortunate to be doing this for 8 years, doing mm-hmm. this interview, and it just hits me every time we talk about this, and gets me and my eyes water and everything. That's me. Again, I can't imagine for you how many times you've told this story and how many times, and I just thank you for that. Thank mm-hmm. you for doing that, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you. One of my things, I think one of the most beautiful things in all of humanity is taking something tragic and turning it into something beautiful, mm-hmm. taking something negative and turning it into a positive.
Yeah.
It's something that I maintain. There is nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit, mm-hmm. and this is, events like this are proof of that. Well, also, like you said, just being a lot of fun.
Well,
a great event. And, I appreciate what you were saying about running into people you know and mm-hmm. everything. One of the other things that I think is noteworthy about this is, as adults, the older and older we get, the less opportunity we have to make new friends.
Exactly.
We have meet new people and all that and everything. There's mm-hmm. another part of this, too, that's
Absolutely.
So great. You're probably going to run into some people that make new friends with something like this.
And what I've said to other groups when I've spoken to them is that, they'll say, well, did Brittany like bluegrass music? No, she didn't. She listened to her dad play,
This is my maybe
most
my favorite
kids,
part of this.
They're like, oh, yeah, And I'd tell people, yeah, Chip's into bluegrass music,
Yeah.
And it kind of like I was embarrassed. And then the younger kids are like, oh, that's really cool. We love it. And I'm like, you do? I thought it was like old people music.
Mm.
And so we'd start with that. So that first festival, Brittany did not want to come.
Mm.
She didn't come on Friday. She thought, I don't know. But she came on Saturday. And she had so much fun. She was the last person to leave that
wow.
night. And it that made an impression on me, because I know there's a lot of people in town that think, oh, bluegrass, I don't think I'd like that.
Mm.
And it's like, give it a chance.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really like my first bluegrass festival I went to either. I thought, well, I'm not so sure. But let me tell you, and I found this out, when you're hurting or you're not sure where life is, what life has handed you, try something different,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be surprised. I mean, we go to festivals all around the state. We've been to some in Kentucky. And let me tell you, it's an interesting genre of people, because it's all walks of life,
yep.
all ages, all whatever, but they are all friendly. And we have what we call a bluegrass family.
Mm-hmm.
And, we travel from festival to festival, and those folks come here, and they love our festival. They love our park. It's beautiful. They think it's one of the best campsites ever. And they just love the venue. So if you're going through something, give us a try, because it's really, it's impressive.
There's a relatability that bluegrass and blues, that the certain type mm-hmm. of music just have that most don't. And mm-hmm. I think that's something that regardless of what you enjoy sound-wise or anything, mm-hmm. you're going to feel.
Yeah.
It's music you feel and you enjoy.
Because, you go to other concerts or things, and sometimes people, they're just with their own clique or
yeah.
their own little group or themselves. But this is a genre that... I swear anybody will talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. Yeah. Well said.
And,
yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just fun.
Sean, Carolyn brought up about how we got the Sheriff's Department involved with this and everything. Can we get a little bit more into what it was like, that early conversation, those early conversations about doing this, and why it's so, you feel it's so important to be a part of this?
You know, it's humbling. You know, first and foremost, thank you to, you know, Carolyn, to you and your family. And we were talking before we came out, you know, it's going through that tough moment in life and then turning it around, and you just set it, a legacy, and doing something within your community and how you built it from what it is. It's very humbling that you would, and your team, mm-hmm. you know, would come and look at, you know, SISM, you know, and hey, let's learn more about that. You know, and James and I, we've talked a lot about mental health and mental health in the community. And then, you know, the wellness perspective in our mental health as first responders. And then I know that, you know, that first conversation, I think, was with Jason Joling from the Wisconsin mm-hmm. Rapids Fire Department. And then, you know, a ton of credit to you and your team to, like, let's figure out some more about that. Mm-hmm. You know, because as we've talked over and over about our wellness and, you know, the unfortunate history of what's gone on between not just law enforcement, but all of our first responders, the people that respond to tragedies within the communities that we serve, we're not being taken care of, mm-mm. bottom line. And that's why you see that longevity of a career get cut short so often, mm-hmm. you know. And so there's ways that we had to look at how we can, you know, prevent that, mm-hmm. you know, prevent the tragedies that happen amongst all of our first responders. And that's how SISM became, you know, a part of, you know, our team. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, evolving that, I believe is around 2019, 2018 is when Wood County put together their SISM team. And it's, like I said, extremely humbling that, you know, the team from Bluegrass said, yes, mm-hmm. we want to support that. Mm-hmm. And since they started supporting it, we've grown. You know, and I think that's a huge part of this goal, right? Mm-hmm. We're Wood County, right? But now, wait a minute, what about surrounding counties? Mm-hmm. And very proud to say, with the support that has started from Bluegrass, you know, we're in DuPage County, mm-hmm. you know, and this is going to continue to grow because the need is there. Mm-hmm. And I said it enough, it's extremely humbling when you have your family go through a tragedy, mm-hmm. and then to take that and bring it back and then do something to support your community, it's really, mm-hmm. it's hard words to really say without getting emotional that, all right, this is what we want to support you, mm-hmm. and we want to make sure you're okay when you deal with, you know, the hard situations that are out that we respond to and how we get through those.
Yeah.
Because before, you know, starting the career, not just as a law enforcement officer, but we're first responders, it was like we talked about, toughen up. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to see a tragedy. All right, go on to the next call. Mm-hmm. Back it away. Don't worry about it. And that's not going to work.
No.
You know,
we found that out and lost so many good people that were public servants doing it for how they felt, their heart.
Yeah.
And then we didn't take care of them. Mm-hmm. You know, and you are.
Well, and then you throw in, you know, then you not only are you seeing it professionally, but then if you have a trauma in your own life, mm-hmm. you know, a death or a divorce or a, you know, whatever it might be, it's hard to function. Mm-hmm. It is hard to function without a support team.
And it's in so much of what we're referring to is certainly in the moment or in the moments after or anything like that. But there's nothing that isn't can't be triggering and bring come back. Something that happened years ago or months mm-hmm. ago or something like that, and something else happens and it triggers that. That's why it's so important that we stay on top of this topic and we keep going and putting time and effort and resources into it and making it more common to talk about, more and more and more common to talk about. That's another reason why it's so great to have these two things attached to each other, mm-hmm. Because it's an opportunity to kind of get into these things with where we normally wouldn't. You know, if this wasn't a part of this, you and I would be talking the event. We'd probably be into the lineup by now. But yep. Here we are. We're able to bring some attention to this topic and make Sean work a little bit, which was always fun.
It's good. No, he explains it well.
Yeah, he does. Does a great job. Does a great job as always.
No, it's like I said, very humbling that people in our community will come back and look at, you know, us and make sure that, you know, we're okay. Because if we're not okay, how can we expect to, you know, serve the community that we work for?
Yeah.
And this is a big thing that, you know, Katie says, you know, helped start, and, you know, now all the other, you know, people that are involved, and it's grown so much. And, you know, just a little bit of history on CISM. What'll happen is if there is a tragedy that we respond to, afterwards, after we deal with it, investigate it, you know, work, whatever it might be, a car crash or anything, there's things that are automatically in place, you know, that, all right, once everything's done, we're going to have that debriefing. Anybody that was involved, here's the date, here's the time, come and we'll go through a debrief. And it doesn't stop there. You know, then it goes into the peer support. You know, or you have your debrief with, you know, many people that were part of this. You talk about what happened, and then you kind of move forward from there. And then there's some one-on-one help with peer support that are part of CISM. And then it doesn't even stop there. You know, if somebody is looking for, you know, I want more. You know, I need some more help. Then you go into therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's all connected to CISM, and that is so important for all of our first responders.
And
so,
Sean, when you talk about first responders, you know, part of what we got into this for too was to help educate the public. And mm-hmm. so many people do not know what first responder refers to. They're thinking it's only X, Y, or Z. But you're talking, you know, ambulance people. You're mm-hmm. talking firefighters, police department, sheriffs, dispatch. Mm-hmm. You're talking anybody who's involved in that call mm-hmm. for that scene and shows up. And when you say it's peer counseling, isn't it the fact that if it's a car accident, mm-hmm. that paramedics will meet with other paramedics to talk about it? They're not going to meet with a firefighter per se. Correct. You're going to meet with your job peer.
Peer. That's because, such a good point to this.
You know, and I think that's really important to know. And the other thing that I've been impressed upon and thought was really cool is that it's all confidential.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's something that needs to let people, mm-hmm. you know, people need to understand that. I mean, whatever happens on a scene has to be private. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't talk to the public, you can't talk to neighbors, you can't talk to whoever. Right. We know that. But the fact that they can have this and it stays confidential, I think that's a real difference maker in why CISM is so important.
No, you're spot on. And then you add our chaplains, too. And,
oh, I forgot. Know, yes.
That are mm-hmm. a big part of it. But, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not saying we have to push religion, but they have a huge part of it. And if the person that is struggling through what they went through, if that's the path they want to go, mm-hmm. then you go that path. Yeah. If it's not, then there's another path that's going to mm-hmm. be provided for you.
I think that's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, and it's something too that we're another I think exciting thing about this program and things like it is it's really in its infancy. It's really just starting mm-hmm. to get going and everything, mm-hmm. especially with more and more resources and and attention and data being put into it. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking more and more about this not only with you, Sean, but just as a topic in general absolutely. Going forward. I did want to get to the lineup and some of the details because we got three great days of events to talk about here, Carolyn. Let's dive right in. To Thursday.
So we're out at Red Sand Beach, okay, at Lake Wazeecha, Southwood County Park. Thursday on June 12th, we're starting music at 6:30. Last few years, we've been fortunate enough to have Southbound play for us, and that's a $5 cover charge at the gate. And the reason we do that is because we want to highlight a local band favorite, and they're also big supporters on our committee.
Yeah.
So it works out well for everybody. And when they take their break, we've introduced a taste of bluegrass in the middle. For those folks who don't think they like bluegrass, this year, the band that's coming to us for Taste of Bluegrass, and we'll be there on Friday and Saturday, is the Silas Powell Band. They're from West Virginia. They're a grandfather, father, and son trio of kind of traditional bluegrass music, but they write a lot of their own as well. And they are fantastic. We did have them here last year for a day. But, yeah, they're great. So they'll do our Taste of Bluegrass.
I'm a sucker for harmonies, you know, Allman Brothers, things like that. These guys have that with their instruments. Like the harmony, like the chemistry they have, it's really noteworthy. It's a really good band.
And they're so excited. Last year was the first time they'd ever played in Wisconsin. So they were really happy to come back here. So, yeah, we're really thrilled to have them. Then on Friday, we have a little, we're starting about 4:30. And we're going to go to about 11:30 that night. That's a $25 cover charge at the gate. The 4:30 band is a new band. They're out of Kansas. They're new to us, I should say. They're called the Neosho River Boys.
Oh, sorry. I was going to have you say it first.
I say it a little tongue-in-cheek because when we spoke with them, one of them owns some land over in the Nisida area, so that's why they were up here. But they're a trio as well, but boys is a bit of a long shot. I think the youngest is in his 60s. So, So that should be fun. Then we have Art Stevenson and High Water. They're absolutely a local and state and even a bluegrass genre legend. I mean, Art and his group, they are about as a professional, traditional bluegrass band as you can possibly hope for. So, you know, they are top-notch. Then the Silas Powell Band will be playing again, and then we are finishing up that night with a band out of the Madison area called Sortin' the Mail.
It's a great name.
And they're a lot of fun, too. We've played with them in, Chip's band has played with them in a few other festivals, so they're a great group. Then on Saturday, that's kind of the big day. That day, I'll let you talk maybe a smidge about that, but we do have a Touch a Truck event from 10 until 2. And then at noon, though, we're starting the music. And we're going to start with Handpicked Bluegrass. They're a band from the Tomahawk area, Rhinelander area. And they are, they've been here numerous times, but they're traditional good music. Silas Powell will be back. Then we've got a new band coming from the Madison, Milwaukee area. They're called Big Tooth Bluegrass. So they're first to us, so we haven't heard them before.
And a Wisconsin band. That's awesome. That's great.
Then we have Chain Station coming back from Colorado. Now, they were here a few years ago, and let me tell you, you don't want to miss these guys. They were fantastic. One of the highly requested bands to come back.
I want to say it was like weeks after people were asking me if I'd heard them or seen them or anything. Yeah, you're so right. I remember
They're wonderful. So we're excited to have them. And then one of my personal favorite bands is going to be our closer for us, and that is Chicken Wire Empire. And I love those guys. Absolutely love them. So we're thrilled to have them back. And I think it's a great lineup this year. Oh, by the way, Saturday music is, the gate is $30, and it's 12 to noon, or noon to about 10 at night, maybe a little later if we get a group jam going with some of those bands, which I'm hoping for. But it's going to be a great lineup, and we're really thrilled to have that.
It's an incredible lineup. You guys really outdid yourselves with this one.
I think so.
A shout out to all these bands, local and from beyond, coming by. I just want to say a special shout out to the Silas Powell Band playing back-to-back-to-back days there. That's pretty cool. That's great of them.
And they're so excited. They're so excited to be here. So it'll be good.
You mentioned the Touch a Truck event, and you also mentioned that, you know, Sean, it's Saturday. You guys are going to be down there with this
one? Yeah, we're going to have several of our vehicles down there. It sounds like a helicopter might be coming. So we started that,
3 years? Well, this is our third year.
You know, just to, you know, at least get the opportunity to showcase the connection to, you know, the first responders. You know, so having stuff of, you know, some of our equipment and then fire departments, ambulances, things like that, that seemed to go over really well with the public. You know, and we'll try to get our therapy dog Lola there. She's probably the most popular person from our department. So, you know, plug out there for her. She can do some paw prints for autographs if you guys would like.
Oh, and, that'd be fabulous.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
well, I know last year when the helicopter came, I had to laugh because one of our dear friends, family friends, he was like right in the helicopter with, and it's like, you know, this is not just for little kids. The big kids like this just as much.
Yep.
And in all seriousness aside, goofiness aside, I know that what's really important about that is it lets the public see the equipment and the kids see it in a non-emergency situation, which is huge. That is huge.
We especially touch on this with the when it comes to the Family Center event, but you're absolutely right. Same thing with this one. Where now it's always cool to me to give kids. You just never know what spark might happen. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't seen Robin Williams and Mork and Mindy, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be a firefighter. Okay. When I was a kid, my first field trip, we went to the Chicago Fire Department, and I still to this day act like a little kid when I'm around a fire truck or something. You just don't know what could be sparked in a kid, and even beyond that, the empathy that is created there. The idea of these kids understanding that much more. Yeah. It's such a great note to mention of not seeing this, but not in a drama situation, in a situation, an emergency situation. Yeah. I think that's a really strong note about this. Yeah. And I hadn't really even thought of myself.
Yeah.
Getting to experience that. And certainly something that we've talked about a lot, Sean, is building that bridge more and more between these departments, these fields, and our public. And that's always it. So this win-win-win kind of a situation with this event, along with just having fun. And and like you said, the adults of us, the kid being brought out of us, so some of these things too for adults.
And I know last year for the first time we had Marshfield show up with something.
Cool.
And Buren, I think, was the first time they came last year.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we might get some Portage County this year.
Hopefully.
There was some talk about that.
I'll see what I can do on that.
Pull a few strings. But, just to get some variety of stuff. And, you know, it's just really neat. And we do that in the field that's, you know, right up there for overflow parking and whatnot. So there's plenty of room. People can come and have a good time. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget, we also have the St. John's Episcopalian Church folks, church ladies, excuse me, they're going to be selling their pie again in the Red Sand Beach Pavilion area.
Cool.
And this year, you might want to take note of this, Sean.
No.
We're going to have a pie eating contest.
Oh.
And if you don't want to do it, I think that, you know, you should find someone in the department.
You're close. I mean, if you just did a donut eating contest.
No. We have to be careful of allergies, though, because it is a cranberry walnut pie.
Okay.
But let me tell you, those ladies will be selling whole pies and pies by the slice with coffee. Mm. And let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss it. And you can also stock up and take a pie home, put it in your freezer for Thanksgiving.
There you go.
So, wonderful thing that is going to be out there. So, see if you can drum up a few possible contestants.
Okay, pie eating contest.
There you go.
I don't know that there's much of a payoff other than huge bragging rights.
But, you know, that means something. That does stand for something.
It means something, sure.
Oh, boy.
We are so excited about this as we're wrapping up.
We have something else.
Oh, go ahead, please. Yeah.
We do have something else because this year, we're going to donate a portion of our proceeds, not only to CISM, but we're also wanting to donate in honor of Andrew Mueller. Mm-hmm. He is the young man, 20-year-old young man, who passed away, I want to say, like in November of this past year. And the reason we chose to do this is because his girlfriend was the granddaughter of our longtime bluegrass supporters, and so it has totally impacted our bluegrass family. And we talked long and hard about this and what we wanted to do, and sensitive and, you know, whatnot. But in the end, we decided that Grand Rapids, over the last few years, has lost many, many people, but these two young people, meaning Brittany and Andrew, we want to honor the legacy that Andrew's family is trying to create in his name, as well as, you know, the impact that it had on our bluegrass family. And we are really, we're honored to be able to, you talk about building bridge and being able to pull that component into this as well. And I'm going to let Sean talk a little bit more about what that entails, but that's going to be new for us this year.
Yeah, and what another partnership, you know, again, humbling that, you know, and you know, thoughts and prayers are out with the Mueller family, because this only happened just a few months ago, and they're still grieving, but they're still, you know, taking that, you know, what I think the grief and pushing the passion to make a change in, you know, in Andrew's legacy and a partnership with Bluegrass. It's just such a wonderful fit, because it will have an impact, and what part of the proceeds will be going for. And it already started that way, because the Muellers have been raising money in the community with Brandon Abbott, the new police chief in Port Edwards. basically getting all of our first responders, including law enforcement, the chance, or they need to carry EpiPens. Mm-hmm. You know, we carry Narcan, and that's a big thing. When I testified down at the Capitol, I mean, we've been carrying Narcan for so long. Why aren't we carrying EpiPens? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's unfortunately a funding thing. All right, and that's something that I'm very confident that we're going to work through. And I know the Grand Rapids Police Department, all their first responders are now carrying it, and that's going to grow. You know, I can promise you, one way, shape, or another, the Sheriff's Department will be carrying them. You know,
that's awesome.
And through these opportunities, and again, humbling. You're circling around and thinking of us again. That's our wellness, and now here, make us better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is going to do that.
And like our tagline since we've got involved with SISM has been, help us to help them so they can help you. Yeah, I mean, to me,
that's really good.
I like associations. I like connections. I like relationships. And when it all kind of comes together, it makes me feel good. And it feels like that's a sign that we're doing the right thing.
Yes.
And I just feel like this is right.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree with you more. Same place.
I just feel it's right.
It is right.
You know, and it makes a difference in our community.
It does save lives.
Appreciate that, you guys. Appreciate all of this and everything that's being done by both of your teams and all of the people out there. And we certainly want to thank the volunteers and want to encourage more volunteers as we're kind of wrapping up here. Carolyn, if people are interested, they would like to volunteer, they would like to be a part of things, should we just send them to the website? Is that the best way to get it?
Yes, go to www.bluegrassatthelake.com. And there's a tab up at the top that's volunteers, and you can go there, and there's an email address. I do know, I also forgot to mention this, but because we're a fundraising festival, the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club provides the beverages and the food.
Mm,
okay,
nice.
And they're also looking for some volunteers, particularly in the food service area. So feel free. My name and number is on the website You can find me. I may be a part of this. I don't know. I'd be happy to connect you with the people. But, you know, we say if you can, you know, donate your time for a couple hours a day, you get a free pass for the day for yourself.
I mean, that's a win right there. Right?
And remember that, you know, kids are free with paying adult, up, you know, under 18. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a good event. And because we are on Father's Day weekend, it's still free for dads to do their deal on Sunday because we're just cleaning up. There's nothing going on that day. But
there you go. Yeah.
It's a great present for Mother's Day this weekend. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to get out and buy those moms something or get those dads something or the father and mother figures in your life, it's great. Right now on our website, we still have a sale on tickets for the 3-day pass. So get those tickets and come on out. You know, even if you only come out for one band a day, buy the pass.
Yes.
Then you got freedom of flexibility to do what you want.
You buy the pass for the 3 days, you know you're going to use it.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
We know how this works. So you're going to use it. Yes, you can feel that. That's the thing. No matter what you're experiencing, whether it's a touch of truck or the pie contest or just sitting there jamming out to some of this music, there's going to be moments where you're enjoying yourself and you're thinking about it and you're looking around you and you're realizing, oh, all of this and I put into my community, and I did good.
Exactly.
It's the definition of a win-win.
And if you still want to do something else, I mean, we're looking for raffle baskets. So give us a raffle basket. Give us a shout-out. We pride ourselves on that. We have a nice variety of good things. We have merchandise for sale. There's food for sale. All you have to come with is your chair or a blanket to sit on. You can bring cash. You can bring a credit card. We take both. Come on in and have a great time.
Bluegrass at the Lake going on June 12th through the 14th over at beautiful Lake Wasecha right here in Rapids. Find out more at bluegrassatthelake.com. I'll fix that in post. I won't leave that. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. There's no fixing it. Bluegrassatthelake.com is where you want to go, everybody. Keep in mind, there's a great Facebook page as well. You can reach out. That might be another way to contact you guys as well.
Absolutely.
To both of you, thank you again for everything. Thanks a lot for the time. Appreciation. We'll see you over at Lake Wasecha coming up.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And we'll have more Rapids Report coming up for you right here at WFHR.com. Maybe messed up the call letters, you guys. WFHR.com.